absolutely incredible that it's got to this point. And the people of Inchelland are contacting me this morning. They're absolutely outraged again that this has happened. It's further compounded by the fact that they were scheduled to get that pipe replaced this week. And instead, someone in Irish Water has made the decision to prioritise somewhere else, and the people of Inchelland now for 3 days in a row are without water. I've been contacted by a fellow this morning who's had a newborn baby that he needs to bathe, and 3 days he's gone without water. There's people who their shower is burning out because it's been used as the water goes out. That will affect washing machines, dishwashers too. This is almost getting to the third world stuff, 3 days without water. I can't see anywhere else that it is so badly affected, but yet somewhere else was prioritised above the people of this area. And to me, that is totally unacceptable, and this needs to be addressed right away.
And have representations been made to Irish Water? Can an interim measure be put in place before the works are carried out in a month's time?
Irish Water have been contacted with us for years. They're under no illusion as to how bad this problem is. We've been back, and I've been on Highland Radio as well, regularly highlighting it, publicly highlighting it. So there's no doubt about the problem. But again, I would ask everybody who's affected by this to email operations@water.ie. Make your voice known. Let them feel your frustration. Tell the human stories of what's happening, because this is totally unacceptable. But they have to change this decision. They have to move this forward, and they have to replace this line, because again, I can't see anywhere that should be prioritised above Inchelland. Just the mind boggles as to how they can make a decision to prioritise somewhere else above this. The proof is in the pudding. It's we're on day three now of the people of that community being without water. It's just totally unacceptable.